4, RSN Mobile. It's good to hear you getting on the repeater. It's been a little while. KO4RSN, you still receiving the repeater pretty good?
To hit another hole again, because y'all are breaking up on me, both of you. I think y'all are getting in the repeater just fine. I think I'm, for whatever reason, I wish I could figure it out, but I am not picking up well.
Everything goes well. I don't normally go in the Anderson area, so I'm not real familiar with the black holes and everything are over there, but KO4NH, this is Fred Mobile in Cherrydale right now. I just got done meeting Patrick, KO4HKX. I'm currently mobile back on my, back to my QTH. KO4NH, I'll be monitoring.
4HKX, mobile.
Four and an H.
Hey Fred, sounds like everybody jumped out of there.
Hey, looks like I'm just back on the road right now. I'm heading back to my QTH right now.
Good to meet you this morning and put a face with a call sign.
Same thing over here this way. Hey, do you want me to send you my settings I use for connecting a computer to my FT991A?
That would be great. If you, I can text you my email address later, or you can email it to me.
Is that by chance? My email is good over there, too.
Mine should be. I haven't changed email since I set it up, so it should be good.
I'll shoot you an email with the menu items and everything and the radio, at least what I've got set up on mine, so.
I would greatly appreciate that. That'd help me get one step further along.
Yeah, I absolutely love helping out everybody else I can. There's a group on Facebook, that's the FT9918 group. They got a good bit of information on there, too. Some information I haven't dug into on my radio yet.
I'll have to look that up. Be honest with you, I hadn't even looked for that radio. I have my other two in.
Yeah, I got to get one for my STM300D one day. I haven't really messed around my STM300D beyond this little bit of mobiling I do.
This 700 Kenwood I'm using, I'm not using it near to its potential because I'm driving when I'm using it.
Oh, yeah, but you're definitely running APRS. I've seen your messages come in.
The radio's on. It's running APRS on this one.
I wasn't mistaken, I saw it's a headless unit too, just like the STM300D, right?
It is. The actual body is mounted down in the center of the truck under the cup holders, and then the wires run up through the dash and the head unit up on the dash where I can see it.
I actually got mine. It's not mounted, but it's actually just laying underneath the passenger seat. I've got the battery, or I got the wires running up to the battery, and with the exception of the head unit ran through the main center console.
I had the ID5100 in the Excursion, and that was one of the things I disliked about it, is it come with no mounting bracket at all. By the time you buy the mounting bracket, you spend almost as much as you would for the Kenwood. I do like the touch screen on it, but, you know, it's got its advantages, too.
This FTM300D, I've actually just so happened to have a nice size hole for it between the AC and heat controls and this little cup of sorts that where I keep all kinds of stuff in. And, that's exactly where the actual head of the unit is. Patrick, I need to go and say 73. I got my dad calling me. 73, Patrick, I'll give you a call soon. KO4NH, I'll be clear after your final.
73, Fred, that's good time, and I'm pulling into the next stop, KO4HX, and I'm clear. Stay safe.
I appreciate talking to you guys, but I'm out here at my job site, so 73, y'all.
He's RWR, I say, hear that right?
Sorry about it. KO4RUR, it's Chris down here in Anderson. I want to say 73 and clear on out here.
All right, 73 is Chris, KO4HX.